You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Siobhan Egan, co-editor of Paprika Southern. Hey, Siobhan.
Hey, Emily.
Also with us is Rob Wells, director of the Savannah Sports Council. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Emily.
And there is a pretty big sports event happening this weekend in Savannah.
That's right. Biggest one of the year, the Humana Rock and Roll Marathon.
Now, the racing is actually on Saturday and Sunday, but there is already some marathon-related events happening today, right?
Right. Today, the expo kicks off at the Savannah Convention Center from 3 to 7 p.m. People should be prepared to have a few extra minutes of time because of an event that's also happening there. Security will be similar to going to the airport. So just give yourself a few extra minutes. Encourage you to use the ferry if you work downtown or park downtown. The Friday Expo starts at 11 and goes till 8 p.m. There's lots of great exhibitors both days. The Sports Council will be there marketing our Women's Half Marathon and Bridge Run. Subtle plug for those two events. So if you're interested in registering, great deals available.
Excellent. Now, of course, Friday is also the first Friday of the month, Siobhan.
Yes. So it's very busy. A lot of great things happening, including the Whimsical Animals Art Show at Foxy Loxy, which is art created by the students of Scribble Art Studio. And that should be really cute. Also, the Lyric Closing Reception at Sulphur Studios, which is artists who have created their work inspired by their favorite songs, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And then also there is a late night Polaroids photography exhibition by Emily Earle, which is images of downtown after dark. And it seems like it's inspired by photographers like Ouija and Brassai's Paris images who, you know, I'm a photo nerd, so I love all that stuff.
Yeah, sounds like some cool art to check out. And then, of course, Saturday is the big day, Rob.
Right. Start will kick off at 7:30 right in front of City Hall on Bay Street. Important to note that people can still register at the expo either today or tomorrow. They will not accept registrations the day of race. But excited for another fast race. The weather looks absolutely perfect.
For those of us who are not running a marathon on Saturday.
I'm raising my hand.
Yeah, right, me too. Also raising my hand. But that doesn't mean we can't enjoy the fun of the rock and roll marathon.
That's right. And it's important to note, everyone is welcome and encouraged to come out and enjoy the post-race party. Some great music locally. Nickel Bag of Funk will kick off the day around 10 or 10:30. And then around 11:30, Michael Franti and Spearhead, a nationally renowned act with some great music. Plenty of food and drinks available for purchase. So it's a great family event, a great time to get out and enjoy the nice weather, the beautiful Forsyth Park that we're so fortunate to have here in Savannah.
Yeah, and of course, then on Sunday, again, speaking of not running a marathon, maybe there's a little bit of a shorter race you can do on Sunday.
Right. At Daffin Park, there'll be a 5K and 1 mile race. Kicks off right outside of Grayson Stadium and then finishes actually inside the stadium right behind home plate. It's a good, fun environment. If you do both races, you get a Georgia peach pie.
And wow, that's a good incentive.
Well, that is good incentive.
Now, if yoga is maybe a little more your speed, there's also a chance to do some yoga Sunday morning.
Yeah, Sunday morning at Forsyth Park, the Bravery is Contagious benefit yoga class for the Rape Crisis Center. And it's a suggested donation of $10. And those folks are meeting over at the Band Shell.
And then there's some fun for pets on Sunday as well.
Yeah, so after yoga, you can head down to Skidway Island State Park for the Pups and Trucks Food Truck Carnival. There'll be food trucks, pet boutiques, and animal rescue groups. And of course, bring your furry friends.
Yay. Siobhan Egan of Paprika Southern, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Emily.
And Rob Wells of Savannah Sports Council, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on, Emily.